The future bishop of Vincennes had become a Sulpician priest, and the mission of the Sulpician priest was to prepare candidates for the priesthood. His first assignment was to teach in the seminary in Rennes, in Lombardy, in France. By all accounts, Father Brute was an effective teacher. Yet the young priest began to dream of being a missionary in India or China. In fact, he did receive a call to become a missionary, not to the Orient, but to the New World. At this point, Father Simon Brute's life intersected with that of another pioneer missionary in America. Father Benedict Joseph Flaget, the newly named Bishop of Bardstown in Kentucky, had come to Paris to plead with his Sulpician superior to intervene against his being made a bishop. To no effect. Father Brute met him there. In his early missionary life, Father Flaget had been sent to Vincennes for several years. A military post had been established there in the early 1700s, and by the middle of that century, a church had been built. It was described as built of logs set upright and roofed with thatch covered with adobe. Parish records date from 1749. During the American Revolution, George Rogers Clark had captured Vincennes and won the entire Old Northwest. Father Gibault was a missionary companion to Colonel Clark. Father Flaget was sent to replace Father Gibault in Vincennes after Indiana had been without a priest for 3 years. The old church was falling into ruins and there was severe poverty. Eventually, Father Flaget was recalled to serve in the East. Father Brute was fascinated by the stories Bishop-elect Flaget told of his missionary adventures in America. Bishop Flaget would become his friend, and he encouraged him to go to the missions in America. Father Brute wrote to two friends of his, quote, "Read low and alone and alone. It is at this moment that I have need of my friends before the Lord. I depart for the American missions. My spiritual directors have been unanimous in their opinion. The bishop consented with a readiness that confirmed me in the hope that it is a call from Providence. Mother did not resist. Her sacrifice is complete." Close quotations. On June 10, 1810, in the company of Bishop-elect Flaget, he sailed for America. Once he reached the New World, Father Brute found that he would not be a missionary in the way he had hoped. Once again, he was assigned by his Sulpician superiors to teach. The Sulpicians had founded a college and a seminary in Baltimore, and they assumed responsibility for another college in Emmitsburg. Someone with Father Brute's education and talent was sorely needed. He was assigned to teach moral philosophy. Father Brute encountered two difficulties. First of all, he was without his beloved books, his substantial library, which was still in France. And he found it extremely difficult to learn English. He wrote to Bishop Flaget, and I quote, "I am trying to learn practically my English. I have said Mass and preached, bad preaching as it may be, in 6 different places. This must force this dreadful English into my backward head, or I must renounce forever to know it." Unquote. He would develop his ability to write in English, but he would never become fluent in conversation. For one thing, Father Brute was sure he would stay in America, until he resolved his quest to go to the foreign missions. Once more he found himself longing to go to India or China. He even wrote to his superiors in France asking that he might be sent there, all the while knowing that the Orient was beyond the mission of the Sulpicians. In response, he wrote again to his superiors and said, "Our America is suffering too." And he urged that more priests be sent to the missions in the New World. And so he continued to teach in Baltimore, even as he would struggle with the idea of going to India or China for years to come. Earlier in 1791, escaping the French Revolution, a young priest, Father Jean Dubois, fled to America, where eventually he founded a school that would come to be known as Mount St. Mary's in Emmitsburg, in Maryland. Eventually, responsibility for the college was accepted by the Sulpicians, and after 2 years in Baltimore, Father Brute was assigned there to help Father Dubois. The beginning phase of Father Simon Brute's missionary life in the New World found his obedience tested by his confinement to teaching future missionaries for America. His dreams of foreign missions continued to test his fidelity. In addition to uncertainty, he also struggled with the challenge of learning English. Our first bishop's obedience and his perseverance in the face of difficulty and disappointment are a valuable example and encouragement for us to trust in Providence. And let us note, his mother's sacrifice was complete.